Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And I'm joined down the line by Callum Pickering, who is senior UK economist at Berenberg. Hi, Callum, how are you today?
I'm good, just processing the weekend's political news.
Yeah, lots going on, certainly with Europe, obviously the UK election as well. And just to actually briefly touch upon that, how you say you're processing all the news, how do you see that playing out?
On the UK political front, there are really two issues. There's the general election, which I wouldn't say it's a done deal, but it's quite close to that 80% chance that the Conservatives win. Base case is for the UK economy, that's the domestic stuff, not much really changes because the UK, whoever is in government, will be so preoccupied with Brexit. Insofar as the election ends in a Conservative victory, it either means a non-event, in the sense that Theresa May's been going along with Brexit as she's pleased so far, and I think there's good evidence for that given the very little opposition we've seen against May's government in the House of Commons and the House of Lords, or it slightly tilts the risk towards a harder Brexit, mainly because if the Conservatives raise their seat share, which looks likely, I think they could probably have a working majority of around 87 from the current 17, the selection of Tory MPs for the new seats will be determined by the more pro-Brexit grassroots Conservatives. So it's likely that if Theresa May increases her seat share, the range of views within the Conservative Party may narrow. The hard Brexiteers and the soft Brexiteers will be diluted, but on average, the average Conservative MP will be a little more pro-Brexit. The other political news this weekend, of course, Mr. Juncker and Mrs. May, there are questions of just how successful that meeting was last Wednesday.
And also in Europe, a big headwind for the next week is the French elections. Now, how do you see the election result panning out, and how will that benefit or have a negative effect on the UK depending on the result?
Okay, so we have to be careful with the polls, as we learnt with Mr. Trump and Brexit, but according to the polls, Macron is around 20 points ahead of Le Pen. It's highly unlikely that he will lose the French election this weekend. And the little upside for France is that, unlike Brexit, unlike Trump, Miss Le Pen is not novel. She's essentially part of the political establishment. We have some evidence of how her party performs against the polls in local elections, and they don't systematically over or underestimate the predictions. Now, we also saw that in the first round. As the opinion poll stood, the outcome of the first round looked broadly the same. So there's a chance that Macron wins the French election. It's extremely high. Now, what happens? He's a reformer, but he has three major challenges. He needs to get both the traditional left and the right behind him to reform France, which is not easy if you take a look at the fragmentation of the French political scene. The other thing, he has to stare down the trade unions, which are highly centralized in France. He's going to have to break the major laws which make France's labor market inflexible. And the third issue, he has to get the French people behind him. Some 40% of French voters voted for candidates that would essentially take France out of the EU if push came to shove. So major challenges, but if Macron can even reform France's economy a little bit, say lower unemployment from its current 10% to 8%, that's a major boost for Europe. And not just the European Union, the Eurozone members, but also for Britain. France is one of Britain's major trading partners. If France can raise its trend growth from, say, its current 1% to, say, 1.2 or even 1.3, that's a major boost for UK exports to France. It's a major boost for demand within the European Union. And even after Brexit, the European Union will remain the UK's major trading partner. So where we stand, France presents mostly upside news for both Europe and the UK.
And speaking of boosts, this morning we had some strong PMI data out for the UK, better than expected. What do you think the key driver behind that strong number was?
But two factors. One, the upturn in global demand. The UK is a large open economy. It sells much of its wares abroad. When foreigners are feeling positive and the global economy is turning up, the UK benefits. When the global economy is turning down, the UK suffers. Since mid last year, the global economy has turned up. UK manufacturers have benefited from that. They've been helped along also by the weaker sterling, which gives all export-oriented manufacturers an opportunity to pass on cost savings to their foreign buyers. So a little surprise, it's good news given that at the moment we're seeing just a little slowdown in the components of domestic demand, the business investment and the real household spending.
And finally, so there's some positive data out this morning. We had some weaker GDP figures last week. How do you think all these economic figures will help or hinder Theresa May in the forthcoming election?
Well, from a demand side point of view, the UK is going through a much needed rebalancing. For some 3 years, the economic expansion has been completely dependent on the UK household continuing to spend. Now, as households moderate their spending, as inflation goes back to more normal levels, the economy benefits from the upturn in export-oriented manufacturing. Do I think this rebalancing has much of an effect on the outcome for the election? I don't think so. The main factor for this election will be Brexit. I guess that most voters will simply recast their Brexit vote, which means if you voted for Brexit, you'll go with the Conservatives. And if you preferred the UK to stay inside the EU, you may vote for another party. Calculated this way, Conservatives are set to increase their working majority by, say, 80 seats or so.
Fantastic. So lots to think about there, Callum. That was Callum Pickering, senior UK economist at Berenberg. Thank you, Callum.
Thank you.